Hello, you are welcome to another episode of Otis Stories, a world of inspiring, amazing, life-transforming, faith-lifting stories. You're welcome. My name is Mrs. Elo Otiede, and the story we have in this episode is titled Love for Sale. Love for Sale. Now, this story is a conversation between two men who are complaining about their wives. In the midst of their conversation, if you are a Christian currently battling to stop a particular habit or, you know, feeling like you deserve more in your relationship or marriage, this story is like a healing balm to a wound. And as you listen to it, you will see those struggles break off your life easily. Again, the title of the story is Love for Sale. But before we dive into this amazing story, I want you to know that we have a website, and the website is otisstories.com. So you can simply visit our website, otisstories.com, otisstories.com, for all of our stories. We also have an active Telegram community. The link is t.me/otisstories. And if you would like to connect with me and want to receive our stories directly on WhatsApp, simply send hi, am I on, to Otis Stories to +234703552402, and I will respond to you directly. Alright, so the story, Love for Sale. I am tired of my wife. I don't think I am ready to go on with this marriage anymore. Mike speaking. What is the matter? We have been friends for over 10 years now. Be sure you can count on me, James. I have noticed your coldness to your wife for the past few days that I came visiting. I noticed you shout at her and all that. I thought it was one of those casual misunderstandings couples have. I didn't know it was this serious. Please, what is actually the problem? James speaking. Mike, you don't know what I go through in this marriage. My wife is too lazy. This woman literally starves me every day. I can barely eat 3 times a day in my house. It's either she cooks once a day or most times twice a day. I have complained several times. Whenever I do, she ends up making me eat one particular kind of food twice a day, or sometimes all through the day. Can you imagine? How can I eat one particular food twice in a day? What is there in cooking 3 different kinds of meals every day? I expect that she bathes her baby 5 times a day and feeds him 5 times a day, but she bathes him just twice, which she sometimes does late, and feeds him only when he cries for food. I have been patient enough. I have talked to her several times using different approaches, yet no change. The worst part of it is that she complains that I don't talk to her nicely or treat her with respect. Well, I am not even motivated to treat her with respect or treat her well. She is of no use to me. She is of no use to me. I benefit nothing from her. She's just a woman of herself. Mike, women of old went to the farm and yet took care of their homes. Her job is no excuse for being lazy. Our house gets swept twice a week. Our bathroom is washed once a month. She can't even go to the market. She asks the gate man all the time to go to the market for her. Mike, What in this world did I get married to?
Mike speaking.
My friend, I am also tired myself. At least your wife cooks for you. Mine cooks once in 2 days. We practically eat more fast foods than her food. She even feeds and bathes your baby twice a day. Ha! My wife prefers to give the baby water to drink whenever he cries and feeds him just once a day. Sometimes, my baby doesn't get to bathe in 2 or 3 days. No. And she does this under the excuse of the atmospheric temperature is too cold. All she does is clean his bum with baby wipes, and that is it. James, can you see this floor? It was last swept 3 weeks ago. Your wife does all that for you, and you are complaining. You are practically enjoying James. Well, but in all this, she's your wife. James speaking. Don't tell me that she's your wife rubbish. Is that one a wife? So, while they were still discussing, Mike's wife came in from work. Now, this was Mike's reaction on seeing his wife. My honeycomb, my sweetheart, the wife of my love, the love of my life. Hi. Wow, you are back. Welcome. Come, let me hug you. Ah, I hope you are not stressed today. I hope work was not stressful. Since today is my day off, I decided to prepare something delicious for you to eat. It's a surprise. Don't worry. I'll pick Junior up from school in 15 minutes. Yeah, I'll get to his crèche in 15 minutes. All I need you to do is take your bath, rest, and I'll serve you like a queen. Let me get your bags for you. Ah, my sweet wife. Mike's wife speaking, looking excited and grateful. She says, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, darling. You are the best. I love you. I love you. Hello, James. And then she goes inside. So James and Mike are now once again alone in the living room. James speaking. Mike, what was all that rubbish for? Your wife doesn't care for you, yet you treat her that special. Mike speaking. Look here, James. I wasn't blindfolded when I put those rings on her finger. You see that woman? I love her. Yes, she's not really pleasing me, but if my love for her has to depend on how well she treats me, then it's not love. If she has to earn my trust by treating her as a lovely wife, then I am an hypocrite. She's my wife, and she deserves my protection, my love, and special treatment. She's my wife, James, not any other woman. But she is my wife. My love is not for sale, and I won't allow her to buy it from me by treating me well. My love for her is for free. Besides, I rather allow her to make adjustments whenever it dawns on her. I want her to see how great and unconditional my love for her is. I would prefer that than for her to make adjustments on realizing how distant I am from her by treating her badly. No. Let my unconditional love for her provoke her to make adjustments and not my putting her away. No. My love is for free. James, love your wife. She's a human being. Help her. She's your daughter. Treat her softly. With time, she'll respond to your needs with the perfect support, the perfect atmosphere of love from you. As for me, James, my love is not for sale. James speaking. Wow, I never saw it that way, you know.
Mike speaking.
You see, James, Jesus loves you unconditionally, right? And even in your imperfections, his love for you is perfect and ever burning towards you. Oh, what a loving husband we have, James. So even though your lifestyle may not be pleasing to him, he loves you and is always good to you. Why not make adjustments in your life in response to and appreciation for his unconditional love for you? That's how it should be. The higher you say, how can I stop that bad habit of treating your wife badly, then talk to your husband, Jesus. He will support you and help you as you are willing to adjust in love. He wants you to come closer in love and not in fear. So, James, be an example of Christ to your wife. Love her, and in response to love, she'll adjust. But if you treat her badly, it is a bad foundation for your marriage. Love your wife as Christ loves you. If I must confess, your wife does a lot better than mine, but I can still find strength to love her. Well, I can't say I'm strong enough, but because my focus is on Jesus, I find it easy to love my wife with all her inadequacies. And I know that by faith, she would respond to that love, and God will give her the strength to make the necessary adjustments and also help her. James, I have to go and look after my wife. If you don't mind, I'll see you later, and remember to think about all that I have said. It's a good day for me, James. Good day. My regards to your wife. Yeah, this is quite an unusual story from Otis Stories. I understand. But the picture here in this story that I want you to see is the perfect unconditional love of Christ Jesus. Humans in general, they can love or find it easier to love when someone is love worthy. But with everything that we do and our imperfections, Jesus loves us unconditionally. Jesus loves you unconditionally. So it doesn't matter what that habit you're struggling with is. It doesn't matter your inadequacies. It doesn't matter the challenges and all. Rest on God's love for you. Rest on the love that Jesus has for you. It's nothing like the love that Mike has. Even James tried to emulate the love of Christ by overlooking the faults of his wife and being a good husband. Yet, the love of God for you is way more than that. If you rest on his love, speak and meditate on his love for you, you will find it so easy to get out of filth. You are loved. You are treasured by God. That means whatever seems to be wrong in your life is a mistake. It's an error. When you rest on the love that Jesus has for you, the love that God has for you, you'll find it easier to rise up in faith and address negative situations, because you are the one that is loved by God. You know that God cannot fail you. So because He loves you, I agree with you as we rise together to cast out every bad habit, to break, to destroy every stronghold over your life, your relationship, your marriage. We command things to work for you henceforth in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you once again for listening to this story. If you want to be a blessing to Otis Stories, simply visit our website, otisstories.com/partner. If you go to the website, you'll see the sow or give button. You can click on it or go into otisstories.com/partner. Praise God. Hallelujah. So your givings, your seeds and all are used to reach more people with this life transforming story, and expect a 100-fold harvest. Your harvest is prayed for every day. Praise God. So I look forward to having you in my next episode next Sunday. Till then, keep resting on the love of God. It's perfect. It looks beyond your faults. And when you know that you're forgiven, it is easier for you to rise away from that filth, from that stronghold. And it's easier for you to speak against every negativity. It works. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. You are set free. Jesus loves you. You are free indeed. Free from that affliction. In Jesus' name. Amen. I love you. I'll see you once again.